This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Prime Minister of Greece, Kyriakos Mitsotakis, have reiterated their commitment to strengthen strategic partnership between the two countries. In a telephonic conversation, both leaders exchanged views on various regional and global issues of interest, including the India-Middle East-Europe economic corridor and developments in West Asia. Both leaders appreciated the momentum generated in bilateral ties through recent high-level exchanges. They reviewed progress in a number of areas of bilateral cooperation, including trade, defense, shipping, and connectivity. During the conversation, Mr. Mitsotakis congratulated Mr. Modi on his re-election following the general elections in India. A total of 1,211 candidates have been left in the fray for Jharkhand Assembly elections. Yesterday was the last date for withdrawal of candidature for the second phase of assembly polls. Polling for the 81-member assembly will be held in two phases. The first phase of voting will take place on the 13th of November in 43 constituencies. 683 candidates are in the fray for the first phase, while 528 candidates have been left in the fray for the second phase after withdrawal of candidatures yesterday. 38 constituencies will go to polls in the second phase on the 20th of November. Gross goods and services tax or GST collection in October rose 9% to over 1.87 lakh crore, the second highest ever, mainly due to rise in domestic sales and improved compliance. The gross GST revenue grew 8.9% to 1,87,346 crore rupees. In October 2023, the mop-up was at 1.72 lakh crore rupees. October 2024 recorded the second best GST mop-up. The highest ever collection was in April 2024 at over 2.1 lakh crore rupees. Union Minister for Youth Affairs and Sports Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya has called upon youngsters to apply for the prestigious National Youth Awards 2022-23. The award is conferred on individuals aged between 15 and 29 years and organizations for excellent work and contribution in different fields of development and social services such as health, promotion of human rights, active citizenship and community service. The award comprises a medal, a certificate and a cash prize of 1 lakh rupees to the individual and a cash prize of 3 lakh rupees to the organization. Gujarati community across the world is celebrating their New Year today. In Gujarat, the New Year is celebrated on the first day of Kartik month of the Hindu calendar, Vikram Samvat. The Gujarati New Year, which is popularly known as Besthu Varsh, is being celebrated with traditional fervour across the state. Prime Minister Modi extended greetings on the occasion of the Gujarati New Year. In a social media post, Mr. Modi wished that this New Year brings happiness, success and prosperity to the lives of the people. The 15th India-US Joint Special Forces Exercise Vajra Prahar will begin today at Orchard Combat Training Center in Idaho, US. It will conclude on the 22nd of this month. The last edition of the same exercise was conducted at Umroi in Meghalaya in December last year. This will be the second exercise of the year between Indian and the US Army. The previous exercise, Yudh Abhyas 2024, was conducted at Rajasthan in September. The Israel military has announced yesterday that it had killed senior Hamas official Izzaldin Qassab in an airstrike in Khan Yunis. Qassab was described as one of the last remaining high-ranking Hamas figures involved in coordinating with other factions in the Gaza Strip. Meanwhile, Hamas confirmed Qassab's death in a statement, saying he was killed alongside Ayman Ayesh, another Hamas official, in an Israel strike on their vehicle. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall over Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal today. It also said that light to moderate rainfall is expected over Kerala and Mahi during the next 2 days. According to IMD, there is an expected fall in minimum temperature over North and East India during the next 2-3 days. And in cricket, India were 186 for 5 against New Zealand in their first innings on the second day of the third and final test match at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai. When reports last came in, India resumed their play at the overnight score of 86 for 4. And that is the end of this news bulletin.